What up? This is Christina. You are now listening to Spark Up PVD.
Yeah, you already know what it is. Your boy Rube Vans. This is Spark Up PVD alongside Christina and Regina. And we outside. We on the block. What's going on, people?
Feels good out here.
You hear the natural breezy sounds.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The natural sounds on the south side.
Yes.
Motorcycles. You can smell a chimney truck sometimes. I smell the chimneys from here. Barbecues. I can smell the Corona spilled on the cement. I can smell everything out here on the south side. Anyway, Regina? Ugh. Quiet over there.
Popping, Regina. What's
I
good?
I am on PTO from Spark Up PVD after this episode, so bye, everyone.
Nah, you know,
she came through with sunglasses.
Looking like a star.
But if you look up, there is no sun.
I do what I want.
She's feeling herself. What's in the cup?
What's in my cup stays in my cup.
So what is in the cup?
Mind your business.
Let me get some of that. We outside, baby. We gotta.
I can't be sharing this. I had a long day.
It's wine.
What kind of wine?
It has to be wine.
What kind of wine you got?
Mind your business.
Yo, hook it up. Hook a brother up.
Nah, you should have been hooking me up. After this cup, I'm going to need more of this.
I don't know what it is, so how can I even hook you up?
I mean, what you got for us?
Oh, we'll figure that out later. I got some rosé in my
friend. Ooh, for the
He's
girl
been
talk
talking
later?
About the rosé for days.
You're and not I even still... gonna be here for the girl talk.
What?
Whoa,
we're having girl talk.
Who said? Oh. When was that planned?
Right now. I'm saying it right now. I'm planning it right now, right here.
All right. Well, we had a very eventful weekend in the city.
We did.
PVD Fest.
It was lit.
Brought to you by Jorge Alorza and the City of Providence's Department of Art, Culture and Tourism. PVD Fest is an art festival of different expressions of art, music, performances, entrepreneurs, small businesses. Everybody came through with their expression of art and made it happen. This is the fourth one. I didn't realize that.
The fourth one.
That's because it's getting more.
It's getting
more
bigger popular. And bigger, right?
Mm-hmm. It's getting bigger. I think it was, I don't know. Word around the streets is that it was anywhere from 6,000 to 8,000 people in downtown.
That's it?
Let me tell you. It felt like just 1,000 at the Rosendale one night. It was body to body in that place. I felt like I was in a sauna. And we were outside. It was a wild time.
Damn, that was lit.
Saturday night. So Thursday night, it started with a citywide bike ride. So a bunch of people got together with their bikes and rode their bike from behind India Point Park all the way to downtown in the middle somewhere. And then Friday there was the Mambo Party Bachata World Record. So trying to set a record of the most bachata concerts. Yeah. They had performances after. They had live DJs out there. Then there was a party at the Rosendale all weekend long. Shout out to Rosendale who let us blacks be blacks and give us our time and our space to...
Yeah, they really had a block party every day.
Be lit out there. They had watermelons. They had pineapples. Everybody was lit. Literally lit. Like... lighting things up. Everybody was just chilling. It was a vibey weekend. It was a good weekend. And then Saturday there was a bunch of local celebrities.
Why are you looking at me like that? She looked at me like I was
like you were a local celeb.
I mean,
do you feel like a local
at me
celeb?
And laughed. So I mean,
who are
if
these
you
local
say
celebs?
So.
Stop hyping them.
No, our friends who have either been on the show. On the show or who we see around performed. Spaka had a stage. Scribe performed. Jesse Piff, is that his name? Then Chip Douglas had a stage. Chachi had a stage. Soul Babe, Manny X, Kenneth.
Diaz.
Performed. They had live bands. They had a parade. Stay Silent had an electric slide. Everybody was doing the electric slide outside. We did the swag surf. It was just like mad vibey. That's all I can explain. People were out there with their kids, their moms, their dads, their friends. Like, people of all ages were outside just having a good time. I didn't hear of anything bad happening. So as far as I'm concerned, it was a violent-free weekend. which is a big achievement for us.
Definitely.
We've come a long way.
I hope so, far so good, right?
Because the summer hasn't started. Let's keep our fingers crossed.
Oh, yeah. There's much more to come. I don't think that I liked it. I went on Friday and Sunday only because those are the only 2 days I could go. And they had a lot of cool things that you wouldn't expect to see, like as far as art galleries and fun things for the kids, which was nice. But I think that what they can do better, and it's only their fourth one, but I mean, it's definitely have more things to do in the day. Because I went Friday in the day, and there was like nothing going on until like 9 p.m.
I think that was because it was a work day.
No, they had a full list of things that were supposed to happen that didn't.
Oh.
Well, it's not because they just didn't have anything planned. They had a whole like list of stuff that was happening in like hour segments. And I don't know if they just shut things down early or they were just like, oh, we're not doing this anymore. But like Thursday and Friday were very skimpy. But Sunday was fun. I mean, I was only down there for a couple of hours, but it seemed like everybody was talking about it. And the PVD Fest went well. There were people from other neighboring states that came down, enjoyed themselves. Everybody was seeing each other.
Friday night too.
Even though they just saw each other last weekend, but they were mad amped to see each other again. Like
or the night before.
Hey, girl, just saw you at the club last week.
I haven't seen you since yesterday.
Or I haven't seen you since yesterday
was mad lit, right?
They become BFFs. Oh, but everybody was saying it was like a big reunion.
Mm-hmm.
And Twitter is a mess. Like, Prov Twitter is a mess because... Y'all love to go in about how every event is a reunion, but you be at every single event.
So how is it really a reunion? You know what I mean?
It's a reunion because you...
It's a reunion to the reunion.
...are RSVPing to the reunion every time.
Facts.
By showing
you ain't even lying.
It's a one-day annual reunion.
Every single time. Oh, every time I go out, I'm like, all right.
I'm always like, bumping into the same people. Course,
you're going out in Providence. You went to elementary, middle, high school, and probably college with all the same people. Like, why is it now that is bothering you? Like, you've been going to school with the same people your whole life. Why can't you just enjoy the time? Everybody's downtown getting lit. You're not getting arrested for having drinks and marijuana outside. Like, just enjoy yourself.
That was crazy.
Like, cops didn't even bother nobody. I didn't see nobody getting harassed.
They were like, this is just a big ass day trail. And I was like, but y'all still pay $30 for day trail. So go to day trail and still have a good time. Talk about how it was a reunion. Throw it back with your friends and stop this. Like, y'all always complaining.
And they're going to put all the pictures there in the winter time. Like, oh, take me back.
Right, take me back. The glow. It was this amazing. But right now you guys are like, oh, everything is a reunion. Like, first of all, you just peeled your winter jacket off. Calm down, okay? You just got your eyebrows done. You just got your wax, like, girl or a boy, like, it's gonna be a reunion every time. You should be lit every time because you know what? You never know when it's somebody's last day. Don't talk about how it's always a reunion. Like, be amped to see people that are from your city. Like, you could be in another city with no friends,
familiar. It's like we're a family.
Like, I saw you at that last event. You're mad cute. Like, that's how you make friends. Follow me on
Instagram. Okay, let me see.
And network, like,
that's facts. You know, it's important that we share the space and share the love with one another because it just shows a different side of what's happening today.
It's all
love.
It's all unity. Yeah, we got to see some of the people we knew and loved out there doing their thing. So it's like cool to see people we see every day or all the time doing their thing. And now there's a new audience seeing them do their thing.
Lit.
The whites.
Hey, I'm going to slide something in. The bachata thing, we actually beat the Guinness World Record.
Oh, yeah.
Just to put that out there, Providence got the world record bachata dancing.
The most couples dancing bachata. That's
okay,
what it was.
Boom.
578, was it?
It was probably more. I think they're going to do an aerial shot and, like, count heads that were dancing.
You cannot count heads from... Boy,
you can.
You can.
With a drone, you can do anything.
I don't think that's possible. But everybody who signed up for it, they can count that. It was on a sheet. So, yeah. I think that would be easier than counting as from a... No?
Look at him.
I mean, it's not that hard to do it.
I cannot.
Listen.
It's really not that hard to do it. You could do a head count. Everybody was wearing white.
Well, for those of you who are not from Providence, you know, come down next year, see what it's about. It's usually the second week of June, so look out for that.
The most interesting part to me was the white people dancing bachata.
Ugh, that's wild.
It was amazing.
Was it amazing?
To watch? Yes.
White people with no rhythm really mind boggles me.
It's entertaining.
I even Googled it. Like, why don't white people have rhythm? I just don't find it.
I don't think it's all white people. I think it's, you know, the way they were raised. You know, when you're stiff and dry, you're always going to be stiff and dry.
I think either you have it or you
or
don't.
They just are not used to, like, the sound.
I mean, you know, white people do all kinds of things and pass all kinds of laws, right? We've been seeing that lately.
Yeah, your boy's BFF.
Hey, man, watch your mouth, okay?
I just sit back and watch.
So, speaking of laws, most recently, or should I say 3 weeks ago, June 1st, a hands-free law was passed here in Rhode Island, along with Georgia and California, who also passed a law.
Which is trash.
So the law is that you cannot hold a phone or any kind of wireless device while driving. You can't use accessories that cover both ears. So, like, you can't wear your Beats headphones, try to look cute, think you're bumping down the road. You can't do that. They expect for you to use a Bluetooth, and you can be fined up to $100 when you get pulled over the first time. But if you go to court and prove that you had a wireless, hands-free accessory, like a mount or a Bluetooth, and you show up with the receipt proving that you have one, they will let you go. Which is crazy, because
that is so
how can they
nuts.
Tell? Like, what are they going to do? Like, look at the date? So you got to hold on to your receipt just in case you get pulled over? Like, that's ridiculous.
It literally turns...
People hold on to receipts all the time.
Just yeah, but what if you don't get pulled over and then 2 years later you do? Year. You know what I mean? Then you gotta, you're not going to have a receipt 2 years later.
I hold it for a whole year.
Then just bring the device itself. I mean, what's more proof than bringing it in and being like, hey, I have this mount or I have
But you
whatever,
know, it just becomes
headset.
Into he said, she said, because the cop could just say, oh, I seen them holding a phone. And the judge is going to be like, oh, yeah, he seen you doing it.
Yes, that's another problem.
Where's the proof that the law can prove that you was
But before you get there, let me finish, right? So,
let her laugh.
The number of accidents in Rhode Island have gone up from 51% to 83%. So that's about 40% almost.
But is it...
Of accidents.
Is it for sure the cause of using your phone?
Who's to say? If you think about you yourself driving, you know how many times you're on your phone. Come on. Everybody's on their phone texting and driving.
Everybody is.
Changing the music, putting their GPS. Everybody's always using their phone.
But it's the same thing if you're looking at the screen on the dash. It's probably even worse.
But you can still, like, use your GPS and change the music with your phone on the mount.
Yeah, but you're still using your phone.
Yeah, but their thing
yeah, but
is
it's
that it's not...
You got to be hands-free.
You need two hands on the wheel is what they're saying. Like
to reach over and change your radio, you got to take your hand off the wheel.
But
to change your climate,
second,
you got to take...
Posting a whole status on Facebook while driving, like that's
you can't
a whole different
be doing
situation.
That. You just can't be doing
that. You got a point.
People
there,
are recording themselves singing on the road. Like you gotta
doing
well,
your makeup.
It takes 1 second.
And on Snapchat,
well, doing your makeup. I
definitely.
I never seen somebody
while driving.
While driving, that is wild. That is wild.
You know what? Let's give her a round of applause because
whoever that was,
that's mad skillful. Congratulations.
And the beat was beaten.
Wow.
So.
I mean, hey.
But like I. Obviously should not be doing those kind of things because it's really dangerous. Not
You're
just for myself, but other drivers. Like, and people are getting too comfortable using their phones. I don't think that this law is a bad one. I think this one's a good call for Rhode Island because there are a lot of laws that are ridiculous, but this one is just trying to keep
people
safe, literally. Like, what are you doing on your phone that's so important that you can't just wait or pull over?
But here's my question.
I might be talking to number 50, so...
But here's my...
There you go.
See, you made me lose my damn question. Here's my question, though. Like, when you get pulled over, I think that's just going to build more tension between people. We already have the tension with the police officers. You're going to pull me over. How do you know? How can you prove that I was using my phone? How can you prove that I didn't have it on a mount and I picked it up real quick or I'm putting it back down or it fell and I'm picking it up because I don't know where the hell I'm going? Like, how do you prove that? So I think it's just going to create more issues with profiling. I think. Well, now they're going to be pulling black and brown people all over the place because they're just going to have an excuse now. Because how it's your word against theirs. You're going to go to court and they're going to say, this is their second, my second time I pulled this person. They could say anything.
I mean, that's true, but, like, I also feel like cops, they are a lot of things, but at the same time, they don't got all the time in the world to be pulling everybody over. Like, and it's not like they can put you in jail over it. You're just paying a fine. So, really, right. I don't think anybody's going to be getting a kick out of, let's pull this guy over. He's going to pay $100.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, but cops do it all the time. Sometimes they pull you over for no reason. It's they look for things.
For no reason, but sometimes it is for just reasons. A lot of people do use their phones while they're in their cars.
I agree.
Especially young people. And especially, like,
I mean, I don't disagree with the law. I think the law, I'm guilty of driving and texting and worried about what song is coming up next.
Too much. Like, is it worth your life, though?
No.
I think everybody has done it, from the enforcer to the, you know, the civilians. So at the end of the day, we have to, we have to find the happy medium between things, but you need to be able to prove it in court. Just like we have to be able to prove it, the law has to be able to prove
it. But they have to implement things to back up the law. Let's say they were like, we're doing a hands-free law. Boom, every time we catch you with your phone, it's a warning. People will be doing it all the time because they're like, you ain't finding me, so who cares? Like, I'm just going to use my phone anyway if it's just a warning. They have to put the fine so that people are like,
can stop.
I'm not trying to pay $100.
It's supposed to deter.
I get that, but...
Exactly, it's supposed to deter.
But how can you enforce that? How can you enforce that when the cops is riding... with their phone right to their ear.
I mean, but the cops are the cops.
No,
you can't.
No,
but,
you can't give them no special privilege. They're just like us. They can cause an accident just like we can.
Okay, but they're...
what cop have you seen with his phone to his
plenty.
Ear after this law?
Plenty.
I've
plenty.
Never seen any either. I've seen them on the computer
at
the same time.
When you're driving around, pay attention. I guarantee you
find one. Yeah, but there's... you could do a civilian arrest and say to them, excuse me, what the hell?
Okay.
So you're telling me as a black person to go up to a cop saying, you're under arrest, officer.
When you do this, can you put it on Facebook Live, please?
I did it because a cop had a taillight out and I got
pulled
over for a taillight.
He's going to say, oh, you're so cute.
And then I said, hey, excuse me, sir. And he was like, what's going on? And I was like, you have a taillight out.
He was like, well, excuse me.
And he was like, and?
And I recorded it.
And then you drove up half a block and you got pulled over, right?
she
Are you
already
laughing at your own joke?
No, I'm laughing because that's how things usually work.
Listen, all I know is you can be as pessimistic as you want about the law, but you're still gonna get fined $100 if you get caught using the phone.
Exactly.
So you can argue all you want.
Either
but
you
just
get
to
take
your phone down and save your own life. What is
and
this?
And if it's your second offense, it goes up $50. So every offense, it goes up $50. Do you want to be
paying
that?
Just imagine paying $1,000 because you was on your phone.
I mean, at that point, they should just lock you up because now you're begging for it.
No, honestly, after the third offense.
You're breaking laws.
Well, in Rhode Island.
You're a criminal now.
In Rhode Island. So put it out there. If you commit 3 moving violations, your license gets suspended.
Well, there you go. Do you want that?
Because what if you're on your phone and you hit somebody's child?
No, I understand that. I completely understand that.
Especially during rush hour where the cars are all moving like super slow. So everybody's like, let me just get on my phone because I've been in traffic forever. But like that stop and go. That
you have to pay attention to that
the
most.
Or when it's raining. Because don't nobody know how to drive in Rhode Island
when it
rains. Rain or snow,
or
even
snow.
Though it's been raining and snowing.
Makes me sick.
Or even when it's hot, people lose their sense of wonder. It's like... literally.
Or people are speeding down side streets. You're already doing the most as far as driving, and you're using your phone. Like, nah, you're bugging. Especially in the hood, where the kids are on the streets playing outside on their bikes, and you guys are speeding down the streets or racing, like, doing dumb stuff.
Listen, I get every point that you're making, but my only beef is they can't prove it. You can't prove it.
Aren't they wearing body cameras?
He says, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, but the cameras can't pick you up, picking up your phone. Like, you literally have to be like, hey, look at me. I'm on my phone. Waving the phone around for the camera to pick it up.
I mean, honestly, if they pull you over and they're like, hey, you were on the phone, I think it's up to their discretion as well. Like, I'm sure now all cops are going to be like, you're going to pay $100. I'm sure there are going to be situations where they're like, hey, you know this law is, like, ongoing right now, so please put your phone away. If I catch you again, I'm going to write down your plate. You're getting charged $100. Because there are cops that also let you go when you know that
they shouldn't have.
Right.
No, and
your, what is it called? Your inspection stick is up. No insurance. And they be like, I'm going to let you go. But
the feds are watching.
I don't even got an inspection ticket.
What?
I don't even got one.
The dealership lets you go with no inspection sticker?
Yeah. It's not required.
I hereby
your car is 1 year old.
Not even.
So you don't need an inspection sticker?
Not for 2 years.
Must be nice.
So,
I mean, so they put this law out because people are going crazy texting, right? People have become obsessed with texting.
People are thumbing through life.
People are thumbing through life and texting all day or ignoring text messages. And so my question to y'all.
Ignoring text messages. Wow.
We definitely heard you slip that
in. Was that a little bit of shade?
Don't try to act up.
Get my scissor on because I felt like it. So my question to y'all is, what do you prefer most? Texting or being on the phone? Is that a nugget? How you just whip out a nugget?
Out of nowhere, plain air.
This is the beauty of being live, right? Natural.
It was just like boom.
Texting and texting or phone call bands.
Me, phone call. I'm gonna be honest. I'm a old school person.
So you'd rather be on the phone?
Yeah,
than text?
It's more engaging. Like Cupcake. I know how to text, but like you know what I mean. I'd rather be able to tell you verbally what I'm saying. Mm. You know, versus writing down, hey, what you doing? Laugh out loud. Hey. I'm chilling. Laugh out loud. You know what I'm saying?
Or like, ask what you doing every 15 minutes.
Exactly. Yo, that video you tagged me in.
Yo, it happens. When you conversate with somebody for so long.
Converse.
Excuse my language.
Come on, up in vernacular, bands. What's going on with you, bruv?
Listen.
Come on, Joe.
When you talk to somebody every day, you tend to lose topics. It just happens.
You run out of things to say. Never.
That's it happens.
It's a lie.
You make things up to keep the conversation going. Sometimes.
No.
Yeah, text. You're saying.
No. Chill. Wait, it depends
who
you talk.
You say you prefer calls. Okay. I prefer calls. What do you prefer?
It depends on the person.
You gotta pick one or the other.
No, you gotta pick one or the other.
What the heck? First of all, this is my question.
No.
Exactly. And you asked it. So.
And I'm answering.
So it can be. It depends.
It depends on the person.
Overall, though. Like, if you.
I don't know.
You gotta pick one.
All right. Let's see. I think I'm old-fashioned, too, when it comes to that. I like being on the phone better. I want to say it depends, though, because there's some people that I'd rather text because I can respond to them whenever I feel like it because I don't want
to
talk to them.
Yeah, but they're the exception. If you were talking to, like, your loved ones or people you actually want to talk to.
Exactly.
You would.
Depends on my mood, too. Depends on what I have to say. If I just want to find out how you're doing, I'm just going to be like, hey, how are you? Send you a text.
That's true.
Like, oh, but if I get on the phone, it's because I got shit to say, and we're gonna just go
feel
on forever.
Like I'm definitely a phone call girl too.
Hey.
But don't get it twisted. I've had to get on the phone, hang up,
and try
and send a long text message because sometimes it just calls for using punctuation.
Uh-huh.
I can't use my punctuation when I'm cussing you out. You feel me? Like sometimes I gotta send a long text message, get the punctuation. Period.
And love cussing people out.
It is my favorite pastime. But it's only internal. I'm not out here just giving people the business like on a regular, you know?
Internal?
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
I'm trying to be a changed woman here, man.
Trying.
I am a praying woman. But Lord help me.
So when would you use either method? Like when would you use a text? When is it inappropriate to not text? Or when would you use a call?
Man, I'd rather do everything by call.
Everything?
Everything.
That's a lie.
No, I would rather, like literally, if I want to check up on you, even if, I'm just calling to check up on you. What's up? You know what I mean? I think that counts more than just sending it to you and being like, yo, what's going on?
But when would you use a text then? So when do you find yourself texting the most?
When somebody texts me.
That's it?
Yeah, I'd rather call.
I would say that's true.
There'll be times that I do text. Like, let's say, for example, if I am driving around or something and I don't want to call you, I'll be like, yo, what you doing?
Yep, so you could talk to multiple people at a time, find out what the move is for Saturday night. I feel
you. That's not really my style, though.
What?
I know my move every Saturday night.
Texting
is
more
home.
For, like, quick messages.
Nice.
And that's why they implemented the voice note. Because they were like, you know what? I understand that you can't call this person because they're at work. But send this voice note so you also don't have to type it. Me and the voice note are BFFs.
But that's why we have voicemails.
Ew, dinosaur.
I mean, it's the same idea. It's literally the same idea. If you call me for something, leave it in my message.
I mean, or you can send a text like, hey, I just called to say what up. You didn't pick up, so give me a call.
I prefer that than seeing yo on my phone.
You yo me all the time.
But still.
But still, like,
you answer.
So I have a follow-up question. Would you stop texting someone because they can't spell or they have bad grammar?
No.
Like, they just sound dumb? Would you stop talking to that person? Would you pick up the phone and talk to this person instead?
Oh, no, because what if they're talking text in person? Like,
that is hilarious. I know a few people that talk like that.
Ew.
G-U-D. Like,
disgusting.
If somebody's writing like that, I feel like I can't even, like, associate with
they
you.
Do the three, the hey be like,
ew, no, I don't think
or if you're anymore. Just not a good conversationalist.
Yes.
And it's, I'm talking
thank
about all these
you.
Things trying to open up
that.
Your worldview. And you're talking about, yeah, so what you doing? Like, did you not just hear what I just said about...
Like, you asked me what I was doing 5 minutes ago in this conversation.
And I haven't changed. I'm still probably doing what I was doing when you asked me.
That's the thing, too. I feel like a lot of people text each other just to keep, like, contact with you. Like, don't send a good morning text every day and then just be invisible otherwise. Like, you know what I mean? Like Ben said, a phone call is better. If you really mean that good morning pickup, like, hey, what are you doing? Oh, you're on your way to work? Cool. That's better.
No. I prefer that.
A good morning every day with, like, just good morning. What are you doing?
I mean, I don't want that every day either. I do not want
day.
That every day.
I just...
Seriously, I don't want
like,
that
every
day.
Like, where's the conversation at?
But I do want people
day,
to
though?
Hit me up. Like,
I mean, I'm not saying every day, but I'm saying if that was the case, I think a phone call is just easier.
But you have to like gauge what the other person, what works for them too, because maybe you want to call and say good morning.
See?
Yeah, but you see, it's so the thing about calling somebody, you feel the emotion they're trying to convey.
The
to
tone, you can hear
you
the
know
tone.
What I mean?
Yes.
Versus a text, it could be like good morning, but I'm just saying.
But at least the good morning message.
Right. Or you're copying and pasting and sending it to.
First of all, this
people.
Is
to number 55.
Yo.
Also,
yo, that's
don't
a real thing.
Text me the tea. Like, if there's tea that you're trying to spill with
I
me,
hear it.
Don't text me the tea. Because now I have to sit down and read 5 pages of tea. And this too much.
That's
like,
another thing. That's another thing.
Girl,
if you text me.
Call me. Let me get my popcorn. We sit down and really do this. Like,
facts.
Or come to my house.
Yo,
like, don't text me the tea. Or text me about
thing.
Serious things.
Facts.
I need you to give me a phone call. Be like, let's set up this phone call for later on tonight. Because I have to tell you something.
If you,
you
text
know?
Me a paragraph. I'm more than likely not.
You and
respond.
All the guys in America.
That's crazy.
That's why
make
we
it nice, sweet, and
we're
short.
Just there, like, and
going
and
oh my
so
god.
And then the capital letters. Once you start doing the high caps and being like, no, I'm not responding to
the
it.
The high caps.
I'm not giving you my energy.
The capital letters are expressing a serious point.
You know what I just do now through text when I don't want to like
you just
argue.
Leave it on red?
I leave it either leave it on red or I just say it's fine. And like if you get the it's fine, doesn't matter who it is. I even sent it to my mom the other day. Like I told you to do this. I asked you to do this. You said yes. You didn't do it, but it's fine. And just leave it at that. Now when you
love
write back,
it's fine.
It's
she
on
sure does.
You.
She
if
sure
I send it's fine to you, I most likely won't continue that conversation. And actually, I think that's why I'm leaning more towards text. Because it's easier to just drop the conversation with this person who doesn't either know how to have one or is just like...
Is it really? Because they might just keep texting you and you're
because
like,
on a phone call, if someone asks you something or you're uncomfortable in a situation, it's like,
Yeah, now you got to fake
via
hang
text,
up.
You're like, I'm just not going to answer.
Yep.
You feel like a winner.
But you got to fake hang up and then turn your phone off for a little while.
I think we lose connection.
Just delete the whole text.
I think texting also takes away from us really connecting with one another.
There are some people I don't want to connect with, so, you know.
I guess.
I mean.
That's kind of mean.
It is.
I don't
want to
be on the phone with everyone, though.
Yeah. No, absolutely not.
Like, I might have, like, six, maybe two people generous that I talk to on the phone. So
for my last question, the key question is, do you send a duplicate text? Is that a thing? Should you do it? Should you not? Does it make you look crazy? Like, hey.
Oh, and then question mark,
like half an hour later.
If I've ever double texted you, like people who are listening, know that it's real. Because I don't double text.
Seriously.
But at the same time, I have no shame to double text anyone. I will double text my manager. I will double text my mom. I will, like, because I said something and you didn't respond. And I want to know why. I have to text again to get the answer, you know?
So how about a call, though?
Do you wait?
Do you wait, like, call them and then wait and then call, like, an hour later? Like,
nope. That's when I do the voicemail, like Bands the Dinosaur said.
Yo,
you call them. So you text and then you call after the text.
That's like a double text.
Yeah, right.
But even worse because you're calling.
I got two rules. Important. I got one rule for when I text somebody, I'll say good morning and stuff like that. And if you're giving me some dry conversation, I'll just leave it at is. And if I call you, I'll call you three times.
Three times?
That's sometimes, not even a lie.
Sometimes you have to call somebody three times. After the third time, you won't hear from me.
No, seriously. After the third time, now you're doing the most. Like, but also, if you're like at work, it's understandable. And then if you call back and be like, hey, I was at work. And then you guys pick up from there.
But the thing is that I'm not going to call you consecutively. I'm going to call you, let's say, for example, 7 in the morning, I need to talk to you. I'm going to call you. Boom. Let's say you don't answer. I'll call you later on, like around 2. My last try is like around 5 or 6. If you don't pick up, I know you don't want to talk to me.
That's true,
five
though.
5 or 6? I'll call you once you
giving,
don't pick
I'm
up.
I'm giving you a whole 12 hours.
Oh, 12 hours.
I'm giving you a whole 12 hours. 7 yeah, to fine. 6 to respond? But if like, you don't respond, you don't want to talk to me.
Also,
your phone's always on
you. What is
this
thing in our society now where it's like a double text is OD? Like,
no.
If I'm double texting you, it's because I want to know why you're not answering to my previous text. Why is it like, oh, you double texted? That's
it's
crazy.
Just in the eyeballs, like, I know you see me, see you.
I'm
see
going to send me. It.
I'm going to start doing that, actually.
The eyeballs?
Yo, when
it makes
somebody's,
it funny. It's like light, but like,
no,
ah.
When somebody's, I feel like somebody's ignoring me, I'm just going to put the eyeballs, like.
I put the little emoji with lurking. With the round eyeglass thing.
Yeah.
Yes! Like. With the Monopoly guy yes. thing. Yes. I love that.
Like, so what are we.
So what is he doing?
You saw me, and I'm being ignored, so I want to know why.
But you see, the thing about that is that when you use that face, it can mean a lot of other things, too.
Oh, here you go with
it's
your
it's context, though. And it depends who you're talking to. Like, if I text you, Bands, with the little eyeglass because you didn't respond to my text, you know that's what that's for.
Well, I always respond, so.
Do you?
Do you?
I do. I don't think I've ever missed a text from you guys.
I don't know.
And if I was,
I'm gonna start
if
paying
I
attention
did,
now
I,
just because you said
eventually
that.
I will respond.
Thanks. It's fine.
I'm always accessible.
I mean, so texting it, I think, is easier. And but don't text and drive because it's illegal now, and you will get fined. So don't do it. Don't risk it.
$100 on the first time, $150 on the second time.
Also, like, your safety too, and somebody else's safety. Think about that, and put your seatbelt on, please.
And think about your car. Like, if your car got totaled,
facts.
How are you getting to work?
Yo,
how are you
living?
Like, what is your transportation method after that? Like, think about this. And if some of y'all who you know you in debt over that car because you paying a car note, don't you even try it.
We live in wild times.
We do.
It's just not. Just put your phone down.
No, I mean, like, people driving and texting and driving. Up in the Florida, you, Regina, now.
I'm going to try a new name. Culture Shock.
I like that.
Let's see how we feel about it, you know?
I felt I really like that.
That's your sound
culture
effects.
Culture Shock. Put that in there when you edit it.
Yep, I will.
Boom. So the first thing we're going to talk about, because it seems to be the saddest story on the menu.
The menu.
Is XXXTentacion. So I'm just going to read this off from USA Today, which has the most updated story on the situation. This happened yesterday, June 18th, 2018. So the rapper, XXXTentacion, whose real name is Jace Onfroy. Like, side note, not like this is sad or whatever, but
oh God.
Jace Onfroy? That's just not a name I would have expected him to have. But anyway. Was gunned down outside of a motorcycle dealership in Deerfield Beach, Florida. The Broward County Sheriff's Office told USA Today, that's a period. I know it sounded like an ongoing sentence. Police told the Associated Press that the shooting happened during an apparent robbery attempt. Rescue workers transferred the 20-year-old to North Broward Hospital. At 5:40 p.m., local police tweeted that the adult male that was taken to the hospital has been pronounced dead. So rest in peace to XXXTentacion. I know there are a lot of people who are fans of his. He was only 20 years old, and he has passed away. It has been confirmed. That's what do you crazy. Guys think about that?
I think the craziest thing was to see, like, everyone sharing and retweeting the video of him in his car, like, passed out, like, unconscious. I was like, this is mad wild. Why is this being shared like this? It's disrespectful, whether he lived or not. And I know people are like, you know, they always take out the track record and talk about everything that he's done bad. He's done evil things, and I agree that he is probably not the best person on the planet, but damn, to make it a mockery and to like say he deserved it, and like,
I know people were getting pretty crazy with that,
hard on it, and I'm like, geez, like, this is some, at the end of the day, this is somebody's son, like, this is somebody's kid, like,
facts.
And I know people are like, well, being troubled or mentally disabled is not an excuse, but if you listen to his music, there were all the signs were there of this young man being depressed or being suicidal. Like, he was very emotional. He has some deep, deep rooted emotions, and you can hear it through the music. It's very like eerie, punk rockish with a hint of hip hop. So like, I don't know, I think it's wild how people could just talk about a death like it's nothing.
Yeah,
I
people agree. Were on Twitter saying a lot of off the wall and outlandish things about this kid. I'm like, honestly, I don't agree with a lot of people's things, but or the way they live their lives, but it doesn't mean I would wish death upon them.
Facts. Right.
You know, it's just
and that shouldn't be your job to wish death on somebody. You know, I think, you know, death is something to respect. Like, you have mm-hmm. to respect death. Because, you know, at the end of the day, we're all going to, and it sounds dark and stuff, but we're all going to die. So whether you know what I mean, you're living now, you know, don't chastise somebody else because they did something bad in their lifetime, and nobody deserves to be killed.
Yeah, that was
right. You know what I mean? Nobody should take it upon their hands to.
I mean,
now it's a different thing if it was in self defense because you're defending yourself. But he was, you know, going about his business. You know, he was sitting in his car.
I mean, but according to his track record, you know, he was in the streets.
He also invited the negative drama energy. Into it.
I mean, either
what
way,
what you put out into the world is what you get back.
The saddest thing is that not only that he was so young, but that here are these people coming to rob you of everything that you have, everything that you worked for. Mm-hmm. And then also, like, it's just like they're robbing you, and was it worth his life?
Right. You didn't have to kill him to rob him.
Right. And it just sucks that there are young people in situations where they have beef with people in their hoods, and
it's life or death.
Or even if you don't have beef with anyone, but as soon as your name is out there because you're successful, because you make money, there are people, there's like a target on your back as soon as you strike a little bit of gold. So I think it's,
and it sucks that it's that way. It does.
Well, rest in peace, XXXTentacion.
But I think just to say something else, the people that I felt did worse than any, I mean, other than the killer, you know, the people that sat there and recorded that on their phones and sat there seeing his last moments dying, instead of using your phone to hurry up and call the police or some rescue, those people are way worse, because that just shows that they're desensitized to what's actually going on.
It everybody was a moment thinks, for them.
Exactly.
Is everybody it that thinks they're desensitized, or is it that they're just fueled more by
everybody
social media?
Everybody wants the clicks. Everybody
right.
wants the likes.
It was
likes.
A viral moment. For them.
Whoever posted that.
It was a TMZ exclusive they could sell, basically.
So basically, whoever sold that first footage made money off that.
The same way that the people that robbed him wanted to make money. Everything is off of money, even if it cost your life.
Exactly. And it's sort of like a bad version, a real version of Black Mirror. per se. Like, you know what I mean? Black Mirror was like that. Like, you know what I mean? People was doing things for the shock of it. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
For the culture shock.
Bzzz. Oh, Lord. Well, all right. Now that story is off the table, because it was a sad one to have to get through. Now a happy story. My mom, Beyonce. Everything is love.
Yeah.
Beyonce and her estranged husband who cheated on her.
Come on, cut it out, Orin. You're dramatic.
Am I, or is that what happened?
How are you going to say,
that did happen,
love
though.
Is everything, but then throw him under the bus.
Everything
there.
Is love.
I didn't love. Name the album. I'm just saying it. But is everything love?
But just to say that in that first sentence is crazy.
He's not estranged, first of all. He's one of the greatest rappers to living and breathing.
I didn't say estranged to the music industry. I just said estranged.
Oh, God.
So anyway, June 16th, 2018, which might as well be my redemption day.
Well, God.
Half of my redemption day.
All right. Wow.
Beyonce and Jay-Z dropped Everything Is Love. I have not heard it yet, but word on the street is that it's now on Apple Music.
Ew, 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 ew.
So I can actually listen to it because I do not have Tidal. I had no real plans of, like, getting Tidal. So I'm happy to be able to hear it.
But wait, but you have the code from the...
I know. I never used it.
Wow.
I mean, I guess I could. I probably should. So what about y'all? Have you heard it yet?
Yes, I heard it a couple times.
Don't talk about it. I just want to know if you heard it.
Okay, then that's it.
Okay, Ben, did you hear it?
Yes, I have.
Wonderful. Do you guys like it? Just say if you like it or if you don't. You don't got to go in.
When I first heard it, I was like, it's all right. It's, you know, it's Jay-Z and Beyonce. What can you expect? It was rich. You know, it was musically, it was well put together. It was cohesive. It's a good album. And then the more I heard it, the more I started to like it. So I'm kind of like swimming in it, just living and absorbing it and taking it in, finding a different gem every time I hear it. What makes me more excited is that we have Beyonce tickets. And so we get to see this live.
And Chloe and Haley are opening up for her. And I just can't because I love
them.
Yeah,
that is dope.
I just feel like God's hands are like
who's
right.
Opening up?
I'm having a moment. So I just feel like God's hands are right like on my shoulders because I'm going to see like my mom in concert and then Chloe and Haley are going to be there.
With your favorite friend ever. So there's that. Cherry on top. Me.
Yeah. So...
Wow, that's crazy. Ooh. You think you know someone.
You really do. You really do. So now moving on to our last story for Culture Shock. I tried to pick topics that would be well-rounded. And obviously, like, the XXXTentacion thing kind of just came up. And of course, we had to address it. But now we're going to be talking about children in cages.
Bruh.
Lord, I don't even know.
It's a real thing happening, people. It's a real thing.
So I'm going to read, well, I'm not going to read it, but I'm summarizing and paraphrasing from BBC News. But the gist of the story is that in Texas right now, they have these detention centers where they are holding young children, adults, families who have illegally crossed from Mexico into the United States. So these are people that they know are illegal immigrants and are deporting back into Mexico, but the detention center is in Texas. And I'm gonna find the city and I'll say what city it is. But either way, I'll find the city and I'll put it in. But you don't need to know the city name anyway. Look it up. Y'all got Google. Y'all on your phones all day. Y'all about to get fined for using your phones in your cars. But anyway, so these detention centers are basically like a checkpoint before they deport these families or young children back into Mexico or whatever countries they illegally came into the country from. But the issue that a lot of politicians and news reporters and the Associated Press, who was the one that originally wrote the story, is that these detention centers have children in cages. So a picture ended up surfacing on the internet of a little boy in a cage. And he was crying. But the picture wasn't from the detention center. It was from a protest that was supposed to be, like, basically saying, our kids are in cages and it's not right. And it was a protest. But in the actual centers, the cages, this is the issue. The issue here is that there have been a lot of politicians, including Laura Bush, who's not a politician per se, but is like a public voice. And
well, she was once a first lady.
And she was once a first lady to George W. Is it George W.?
George W. Bush Jr.
And so she went down there to see the detention centers, and she called it cages. So, of course, the rebuttal is, these aren't cages. They're just big metal boxes, but they're clean, and there's blankets in there and food and water.
We give them aid and stuff like that. Right. We teach them stuff.
But it's still a cage. Like, just the structure of it is still your... detaining these people in this big metal, whatever you want to call it, and there are unattended to children in these detention centers that were pulled away from their guardians, pulled away from their parents, and there are families in there that are together, but then there are children that are unattended that are in these detention centers. And what's crazy is that what they're trying to do is have, like, the older kids, like the teenagers that are also unattended, take care of, like, the younger children that don't have their parents or guardians there, or they haven't processed any paperwork for that child to go back to their guardian. And it's, like, so inhumane. We will link the story once we, like, put everything up on social media so that you guys can really get into it. I'm trying not to, like, go too hard on, like, explaining the story, but just to say that it's so inhumane,
you know. And I think it's important to point out that the general attorney, Jeffrey Sessions, his way of defending it was saying, well, you know, these people are breaking the law, so
they're criminals.
You're committing a crime, you are a criminal. Country. So his excuse is that the reason why these kids are being stripped away from their parents is because the parents are being prosecuted for the crime that they committed. So basically, my thing is, will they prosecute the children too? And then there's a video of a reporter. His name is Roberto something. He does the show on ABC where they hire actors to go into the public and act like something's going on to see people's reactions. You know what show I'm talking about? I forgot the name of that show. It's on ABC. But anyway, so he went over to the detention center and he asked them if he could look around and talk to the children and talk to the facilitators there and, like, the guards. And they did not let him talk to anybody. They were like, oh, we'll give you a tour. They gave him a tour around the nicer side of the detention where the classrooms are, in the clean beds, quote unquote. They have 5 beds in one room, and the room is so small. Like, they're just putting in as many people as they can in one room.
Gives me chills.
And it's just mad wild to me. Like, so what's going to happen to these kids? Because their parents are getting prosecuted. They're going to be deported back to who? Back to where? Because they don't know where their families are. And then there's
That's the reason that they're keeping them in these detention centers for as long as they are, too, because they can't send children.
We should call them for what they are.
Right.
We should call them for what they are. They're concentration camps. I'm tired of the news trying to.
We don't want to water down the concentration camp because
concentration camp.
No, because concentration camps were for killing.
Yeah, they were being brutally killed.
These people are not being killed.
No.
Okay, I get that, but they are some sort of camp.
I mean, it's a segregated little thing. I mean, the coincidence, what a coincidence. The detention is inside of an old Walmart.
Huh. Only one of them. The other one is called Ursula.
Ursula?
But the people there call it La Perera. Dog kennel?
Oof.
In Spanish. In reference to these cages.
That's wild.
But the one that was in the Walmart, there's like 2, and that one was for detaining, for some reason, just young men.
No, they had kids in that
one. That they found,
too.
Yeah, like young kids, but it was like a lot of young boys who I guess all came together. But concentration camp is a little bit heavy for that. But I definitely do think that, I know that Trump's administration is trying to tighten up on immigration. And the thing that bothers me the most is that all the senators and all the congressmen are on Twitter and Facebook saying, you know, this is not right. These are like, and yeah, you guys know it's not right. And I'm sure you guys are, you know, fighting the good fight and trying to basically reverse this new policy. But at the same time, how hard are you guys really pushing to make sure this gets reversed? Because here it is implemented. And here everybody is trying to defend their side. Like, these are not cages. Okay, so even if we're not calling them cages, you're still detaining these people. Mm-hmm. And if they're families and adults, you can just send them back to where they're going peacefully. But children, you have to, like, work this out.
Or keep them with their parents while they're waiting on their court date. Why can't you keep them together? It's not like...
They were saying that they didn't want to keep them together because they can't prove that those are the parents.
I mean... Yeah, because a lot of them have guardians, like aunts and uncles that live here with.
But still, you're still tearing families apart.
I mean, but also, shout out to B, who's part of the team. She tagged me in a video earlier of there's actual audio of the little kids crying. I was at work in shambles.
You know what they try to say? You know what they try to say on Fox? That those were child actors. That's not a real thing.
Fox? I've sat down and watched a Fox clip today full through for the first time. Fox is a wild place.
Girl, yes.
I was like, no, are these professionals or are these jokes?
You know what it is.
Right-wing views.
Wow. Look at it like this. It's
crazy.
Those people that just watch Fox are going to believe all that fake news.
Of course.
And then they're calling fake news on other media sources, but they're the number one creator of false news.
But everything has biases, even like CNN. Everything has biases.
It's true.
And you have to understand that you have to do the research on your own. You have to. Like, there are going to be a lot of news outlets reporting on the same thing, and they're all going to be using different jargon that wants you to sway either which way. Mm-hmm. Democrats are going to call them cages, of course, because it's a Republican policy. And the Republicans are going to say, no, they're just detention centers. Either way, you're separating families. Mm-hmm. You're still separating families, and these kids are going to go through trauma. It's not about the detention center, because it is illegal to cross the border. Mm-hmm. So technically, these people are criminals. It is what it is. But to take a child away from their guardian, and these kids are, like, let's say under 7 years of age, can you imagine the emotional damage that they're going through being alone?
Horrible.
They're scared because they don't know what's going on.
They don't speak English.
They don't. Some of them don't speak English. They haven't seen their guardian or parent in probably weeks. And they're around all of these people who they've never seen before, who probably look so scary and aren't comforting. That's the issue here.
Treating them like animals.
The issue is not, the immigration law. Like, the immigration law is a mess. But there is a law, and it was broken. But these kids are here because of a guardian. They didn't cross the border on their own at 7, 6, 5 years old. Exactly. So don't treat them like criminals because they're not the ones that committed the direct crime. Just reunite them with their families, or at least someone they're comfortable with, or at least bring that person to the detention center as well, so these kids are not by themselves. Like, this is ridiculous.
It's crazy.
And this is not new. This is something that's been going on for years. It's just
now getting
coming
bigger
to the spotlight because there are so many more people in these detention centers than there were in the previous years.
Somebody on CNN said it went from 21 cases a day to 200 cases a day. So they're bringing in 200 people into the zero, because of the zero tolerance policy, into these jails where they keep the immigrants.
What types of people are going to these camps?
It's mainly Mexicans. It's the Mexicans crossing the southern border.
So it's also sort of...
Racism?
Racism.
Yes, of course. We already knew Trump don't mess with Mexicans. He Ben said it. He said the only thing they're good for is cleaning.
But the thing is, there's other types of immigrants. You know, it's not just Central American and Mexican.
It's everywhere. But here's the difference. These people are coming in illegally.
There's a lot of people that get off their visas and still are here. That's illegal.
Yeah, that is illegal.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're cracking down on it. They're not going to find everyone. But either way, I just brought the story up as a culture shock topic, because instead of us worrying so much about celebrities and what they're doing, we need to start worrying about, like,
real life,
real civilians and children and the things that are going on in our societies that we have no idea about. And I want you guys to go on Google, go and do your research and really see what's going on, because we are focusing so much time talking about things that are really irrelevant. But if we talked more about these detention centers and talked more about this immigration policy, then change will happen. So just keep your eye out and, like, definitely do your research and stay tuned, I guess. But kicking it off to you, Bands, what you got for us?
A few episodes ago, we started, you know, Song of the Week.
I think it was the last episode.
Was it the last episode? Yeah.
We just haven't recorded
it. I think it was the episode before that.
But yeah, I wanted to change that. I wanted to, you know, change the name of it to Pass Me the Aux Cord.
Say it with a little energy.
Pass Me the Aux Cord.
Mm-hmm. Hey, yo, Pierre, you want to come outside? Pass Me the Aux Cord, a.k.a. Song of the Week.
All right. So, you know, you pick one song that you've been listening to this week. Try to make it only one, please, because, you know.
The nerve.
You don't want to get
I was just going to say.
I got a whole bunch of songs I could throw out, but I'm only going to pick one.
All right. So, okay, I'll me first?
Yeah.
I think my go-to when I jump in my car to get my ride started, I do a Playboi Carti featuring Nicki Minaj, Poke It Out. Mm. It's like a light twerk song. Poke it out, poke it out, poke it out. It's like slow, but like
are you
vibe-y.
Really poking it out while you're
driving? Yes, I am. I'm dancing all the time in my car and singing out loud. So that's a good one. I like Nicki's verse on that a lot. So yeah, Playboi Carti. I'm not really a big fan of, but his music just makes you want to dance. Yeah, it's a good song.
How about you, Regina?
Mine is Nutbush City Limits by Tina Turner. If you know me, you know I love me some Tina Turner. I listen to Tina Turner all the time. I watch her old interviews. I just think she is a powerhouse and girl power AF.
Yes.
And I love her music. So that's something I've had on repeat because it's so good. And if you haven't seen What's Love Got to Do with It, like, are you even living? Because that movie's everything. It's like 6 hours long, but it's so good.
It's a classic. Is it 6 hours long? I feel like it was only an hour. I want it more.
No, it's definitely 3 hours long. It's long.
Sheesh.
But it's a really great movie. You guys got to watch it. So that's my song of the week.
That's a throwback. Okay.
True.
I was personally stuck between two songs, but I'm going to give this one to Tyga and Offset Taste. I love the instrumental. I think it's a well put together song.
Even though it kind of reminds me, like, Tyga's, like, finding his groove, I think he's going to be main. Like, I think he's working his way into the mainstream.
I think he's already had his sound.
No, I think he's always been good, but it's just.
His music's always been.
It's not mainstream music, though. That's the thing.
Who, Tyga?
Yeah, it's never been mainstream music.
But he's never been mainstream, though.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So this album, this single sounds like it's going to kick off his mainstream career. That's what it sounds like to me.
I don't know. Because, yeah. You know.
When it happens, you know?
Just I mean, it's a good song. I enjoy it.
Call me Raven, you know?
The instrumental's fire.
Yes, and make sure we are also passing the aux to y'all. So if you guys have a song of the week that you like, hey, like hit us up and whatever. Put it in our comments. DM us. Or if you like our song of the week, which I know mine was obviously the best, you can go on our social medias and tweet at us.
Also, side note, Georgia Smith's new album is banging.
I'm surprised nobody said Boot Up by Homegirl.
It's been out for a year.
But I just feel like I've been hearing it.
Yeah,
because
it's now on the charts and on the radio. Exactly. There's a lot of good music out there today.
I like it that much.
It's a good time.
People are hyping it.
It's got a good time for music right now.
It is. It's a great time.
Mind you that Scorpion's coming out next week.
Oof. Nino's joint is also fire.
Yes,
PPD's very own
vibes. I was like, I like that.
Oof, that song is a vibe.
I was tossing the little cheek and whatever.
Hey.
And it's a new sound for him.
It really is.
It's a new sound for him. I enjoy the track.
I'm not mad at it.
Love it.
Definitely not mad at it.
Love it.
All right, Christina.
Whoa. We're back. We haven't recorded in a long time.
You know, it's funny whenever we get to this point, Christina goes, "Well,
you know why?
Because
I don't like. Yeah, I don't like ending the episode. But you know, we haven't been around in a while, and I enjoyed it. I enjoy my time. I feel like time goes by mad fast when we record. And if you feel the same way, you know, go back and listen to a few episodes. If you're one of them loyal fans that have been listening to the beginning, thanks for holding it down. POP. And for everybody who's tuning in, you're in for a ride.
And make sure you like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Okay, Bands on
Bands,
SoundCloud.
You got that down pat. I'm so proud of you.
On SoundCloud, iTunes, and Google Play.
We also got some things dropping, people, so keep your eyes peeled.
Peeled. You know, we're out here trying to put our creativity out there. So look out for that. And
I'm on PTO after, so soak
it
up.
No, you're not. spots. There is no PTO, no RTO allowed.
She can't tell me what to do, guys.
How can we improve if we don't keep going?
Yeah, you guys will.
No, not without you. We're a team. One for all and all for one. And Facts. With that being said, that is a wrap. See you next time.
Dolly.
Hey, this is Christina. Thank you for listening to Spark Up PVD. You can check us out on all social media at Spark Up PVD. Check out our website at www.sparkuppodcast.com.